T-Bex President and CEO Derek Hall checks in with us, as he does weekly, on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Derek, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Vince. How are you, Bick? Good to talk
Derek,
to you.
Derek, what's happening?
Doing well. I guess in this of all years, it's somewhat cruel but also somewhat fitting, Derek, that the Diamondbacks would end up with just a murderous stretch of opponents to finish what has been a difficult season. I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. I mean, this run of opponents that you have is just ridiculous.
No doubt. When we had the schedule, first time we saw the schedule, I knew it was going to be a tough one. We thought we'd be at least in a competitive state and was going to make for a very tough end of the season. But, you know, this is crazy. And you, of course, play Seattle, who's in the mix, and you do well there, and you win that series finally on the road. Then you go down to L.A., and they just dominate us, and as they do everybody these last couple of years. In fact, 9 straight years in the playoffs. And then, hey, it gets better. You get to go to Houston after that.
Yeah, how about that? Now,
then you got the Braves and Dodgers coming into town.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to harp on the negative, but I do want to ask you one question, because it occurred to me, I remember when the Suns were in the NBA Finals, you came on in the midst of a 17-game losing streak, and you're kind of like, okay, yeah, we got to talk baseball while we got a basketball team playing for the NBA. And I remember that, and you kind of felt sheepish about that. And now here we are in the midst of all this hype about the Cardinals, and you guys are on the brink of 100 losses. I know you guys are in a process that's going to take some time, but internally, how hard is this on you guys to be dealing with this?
It's tough. I mean, there's really no silver lining to this season. We can find some, of course, but it is difficult, and you try and find the positive. And like we talked about last week, Vic, it's good that we are having so many young players. And even, you know, Vince, with your question about the tough teams, if you're going to throw these guys into the fire, let them play at Dodger Stadium, you know, when they're trying to clinch, and let them play at Seattle when they're trying to stay in the playoff race, and let them go to Houston at a tough time. So it's good that these guys are getting as good and as strong of experience as they can against the best competition. But overall, it's tough. I mean, you want to remain relevant throughout an entire season. You want games to mean something more than just the fan experience, which is a good one, or what promotional item you're giving away. It's got to mean more than that, right, to the fans. And when you're counting down the days and tearing off days off the calendar, that's never fun. 10 games left at home, that's sad, because you want games of impact, games of meaning in September, and we just don't have them. And we haven't had them the last couple of seasons. And to me, it's inexcusable. You can't have that.
Derek Hall, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Obviously, the focus has been on the on-field product. But I was curious, too, about, you know, after what was such a weird, truncated season last year, Derek, and everybody went through it, but also coming back, playing a full schedule this year, with that year that was so uncertain, I mean, operationally, for the Diamondbacks organization, what have been some of the challenges off the field just getting through this season?
Great question. You know, it was a matter of Vince trying to get people to come back to the office first and foremost. That's really for every team and every sport. You know, we were like everyone else working from home for over 18 months, and you get used to it because you realize you can do it. But then, no, it's time to gather crowds and it's time to get back to the ballpark, as we expect people to come there and we expect our employees to be there. So we're back in a routine there, but we're still not back to normal, I don't feel like, when it comes to the experience at the ballpark. And a lot of it is because of protocol. You know, there's still areas where fans can't go, and that's unusual for us. If they can't get into some of the clubs because they still need to be quarantined off or sectioned off so that players can be there separated and they can spread out and eat or be tested there. Or, you know, elevators, some of the elevators aren't being used. Some of the locations for parking and access for valet are not used. So I'm looking forward to all that getting back into full swing. And we started a season where a lot of our vendors couldn't come back into their spots because it was their own protocol. They weren't going outside of their brick-and-mortar locations. So, you know, next year we're going to have a full slate, some really exciting news coming out in the offseason about who we're bringing in, new partners, new food partners. The experience is going to be better than ever, and I think we owe it to our fans to get back to that. Mm-hmm. I just look forward to it. It feels like we're turning the page. I know we still have challenges out there. I know there's variants that we're watching. I know there's mandates that we're watching. But it just feels normal when you're able to see these baseball games at full capacity, when you're seeing football games shoulder-to-shoulder with fans, college and pro. It feels right, and so I think operationally, to your point, next year is going to feel like it always did before in these last two seasons. We just really have to try and erase.
That's good.
All right. Now, given the home games left in the month of September, I'm curious about this. With the advent of legalized gambling in Arizona, that started in Arizona, you don't have to do this stuff in person. But what do you guys organizationally project as the impact on in-game attendance because of this?
I think it's going to have an impact for sure, Bick, and I think for every sport. And that's one of those occasions and questions, again, where all boats will rise. And it's a good thing. There's so much excitement that has been generated from this announcement. And I just saw, I think, since football started last week and since we legalized betting, you know, it was like $6.1 million. I think we were fourth in the nation. You know, we were ahead of Illinois, ahead of what Chicago would do here in Phoenix. So there's a lot of interest. And with that, people want to go and watch those games in person. They want to visit the windows. They want to visit the sports books. And it'll be totally different next year when all of these sports books are up and running in different, you know, with different styles, different capacities, different restaurants and you know, entertainment factors, et cetera. So for us, it was a big announcement. You know, we had one about a week ago with our partners. It's been one that has been embraced and accepted and I think enthusiastically by our fans, but there's a big segment that's not going to be interested in that, like most [S2] Right. [S1] Of what we do. But for years, I heard from fans, can you help us? Can you legalize it? And there wasn't much that we could do, but if people wanted to bet, they were going to find a way. Well, now they can do it legally. And again, the benefits can also go to the state, which is a great thing.
All right, let's talk about the on-field players and moving forward with that whole kind of thing. From your vantage point, getting young guys real reps in reps in Dodger Stadium and those kind of situations, yeah, there's great value to that. What guys, though, do you think really might pop in the near future? Guys that the city and this, you know, your community of baseball fans can really rally around?
Yeah, well, I think we've seen a lot of it. I mean, we have a lot of great talent at the younger levels and the lower levels. But the fact that we had so much talent at the AAA level or AA level ready to go has been exciting. I mean, I think we've seen all year where the versatility of Paven Smith, you know, how he can play all over the field, he can bat anywhere in the lineup. He's been consistent all season. I think the same with Josh Rojas. Dalton Varsho has brought a lot of excitement. And then there's great storylines, too, even with a Henry Ramos, who, you know, spent nearly 10 years in the minors and never got his chance and comes up and he's doing what he's doing. It's fun to see. There's a boost of energy there. And granted, we hit our struggles at Dodger Stadium. We get swept, but a lot of teams do there. And I still saw a lot of fight, you know, in these games, especially last night where you still have a chance and Christian Walker hits a home run to dead center, you know, and you're back within a run. That's a good sign. There's a lot of excitement in that dugout. There's a lot of youth in that dugout, and they have confidence now.
Derek, always a pleasure to talk to you. We'll check in again next week.
You got it, guys. Look forward to it. Have a great weekend.